no great surprise. Suppose you look at the league table, doesn't really lie. They've been probably the four best teams in the county, not just this year, in the last few years. Ballinderry and Slathmiel, I suppose. Slathmiel have been dominating football the last couple of years, Ballinderry for the 5 or 6 years before that. That's probably the match that everybody would like to have seen as a final. But mouthwater and ties, Ballinderry and Lip, you know, very, very close to call as well. And, you know, like the standard, I suppose, across all the counties in Ulster, you look at Tyrone, you look at Donegal, very, very tight and very, very hard to call. And any one of the four teams, you know, could still win that championship.
Yeah, and talk to me about Ballinscreen Loop first.
I suppose Loop beat us in the first round, myself and Owen. I'd only returned home from Boston, and to be honest, it was a game I felt we could have won, and I honestly do believe that we could have been sitting in the semi-final ourselves today. But look, Loop are there in merit, they're a good side, they've good crop of young players coming through, and their two wing half-backs, Jason Rocks and Patrick Coney, are two excellent players who, you know, really put opposition defences and forward lines in the back foot. They give us all sorts of bother. You know, Loop are a club similar to Mount. One, they're small, but they're very, very workmanlike, and, you know, anything you get off Loop, you'll have to work very, very hard for it. Johnny McBride's managing this year, and Richard Thornton, who I know very well from Blaine's in with him, and he's somebody that took to very, very well. Ballinscreen, I suppose, have been thereabouts the last 5 or 6 years, and really for a club the size of Ballinscreen, they probably should be winning more than they are. Shane McGrew seems to be doing very, very well for them. He transferred from Dunmore a few years ago, and he seems to be playing a lot of good stuff this year, so it's going to be a very, very tight game, going to be very, very hard hitting, because the teams are very physical. In the day that it's very, very wet up here, you know, it's probably going to be a low-scoring, very defensive game, and there's not going to be much between the two sides.
Yeah, how do you see it go?
Again, as I said, it's going to be a very, very close game. Look, I just have a feeling Loop, probably a wee bit more firepower. Really, really impressed, as I say, with the two wing half-backs. You know, Ballinscreen are really going to have to shut them down. I've no doubt that, you know, Tony Donnelly from Trillick is over Ballinscreen, a very shrewd operator. I teach, you know,
Liam Donnelly.
I teach with a fellow, Martin Boyle, who used to be the Ballinscreen manager up to a couple of years ago, along with Kieran Mina, and he tells me to speak very, very highly of Liam, and, you know, he's a shrewd enough operator. But look, I just have this feeling about Loop, and, you know, I think, you know, I suppose we'll talk about it here in a second. I just think there's going to be a Lochshore final this year. I think Loop and Ballinderry, the two rivals, are going to come through this weekend.
Anyway, moving on, you've cast your verdict on the other one. Slathmiel, obviously, champions for the last 2 years, going for 3 in a row.
Aye, and look, Slathmiel are going to be about for a long time. You know, you look at the age profile of their team, you look at the, you know, the players that they have coming through there, you look at the pick they have. You know, they're doing tremendous work, and fair play to them. But as I say, I just have a feeling about Ballinderry this year, I suppose. I just think their names in the cup. I don't know what it is. I know they're an aging team. You know, you look at, you know, Ballinderry's main performers. You're still looking at the likes of Conleth Gilligan, Big Enda, you know, James Conway, these older fellas. Raymond Wilkerson, the boys that have been about for the last 10, 15 years, they seem to be the boys that they are still looking towards. But I just think, you know, that they're really up for it this year. You know, Conleth Gilligan is still their main man. You know, he's still kicking 6-7 points a game. You know, he defies his age. You know, Conleth must be about 37-8 years of age, but like, he's still very, very hard to mark. Probably Karen McCaig will be given the job of marking him, but it'll be no easy task. And look, Slathmiel are a quality side. Again, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, to see that game end up in a draw. It will definitely go down to the wire. It gives a wet and windy day up in Owen Beg, but, you know, might not be quality football, you know, but I just think, as I said, Ballinderry can maybe grind that one out.